Welcome, dear visitor. I'm offering you a trip through time while having you discover the past and the present of old Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu. For a start, right there in front of you, the Canadian National Train Station. As common as all the other stations of Quebec, you will say to me, ah, but not at all. She is unique. I'll tell you why. It is here that the first public railroad of Canada appeared. Yes, it was a way between La Prairie on the south shore of Montreal and Saint-Jean-de-Dorchester, because our city was known by several names. Mille Roches, Dorchester, Saint-Jean, Saint-Jean-l'Evangeliste, and never officially used, but Saint-Jean-de-Iberville. And finally, Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu. But on July 21st, 1836, we heard for the first time the engine Dorchester enter the train station. Ah, yes. It was also called Kittens because it pounced like a cat. The train would ride on different tracks as we have today. It was like, how can I put it? Like two rails of wood with a rod of iron on top. Here it comes just in time. On the first voyage on July 21st, there were Lord Gosford, Governor of Lower Canada, and Louis-Joseph Papineau, leader of the Patriotic Party, whom will be the head of the movement of revolt of the Patriots in 1837. But that's another story. The arrival of the train was especially assigned for the transportation of goods from Lake Champlain by Richelieu River, and then towards Montreal. Naturally, it also attracted many tourists from Montreal, who found great pleasure in having a ride in the countryside. The railroad was the beginning of a new era for the village. It was a commercial boom. Inns, factories, maritime transport, and a railway made of Saint-Jean the fourth interior harbor of importance in Canada. Precisely while speaking about important sites, let us go together to the park, in the direction of the river. We will be able to stop at the memorial of the 100th anniversary of the train station. I'll await you there.